Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson, and we're back doing what we do fourth best, doing the Luke and Pete Show, talking about what's happening in the world and stuff.
What are the top three things, if this is your fourth best contribution to your kind of week, what are the three things you're best at?
Oh, what are the three things I'm best at? I had to do a video for the Ramble YouTube. I had to do a sponsored post about HelloFresh.
Oh, yes. I was really pleased to see that because we've been waxing lyrical about them for ages.
A company we spoke about before.
Yeah.
They wanted to get involved and get us to, so I had to basically cook a HelloFresh meal. But what I usually do is I'm busy. I'm going to do half of it in the air fryer. It's going to look like shit. But it's going to taste okay.
Oh, you actually had to cook something for them.
So I had to actually follow the instructions.
I'm annoyed they've come to you instead of me for
do it at a speed that is commensurate with making a delicious, nutritious meal. So that's what I was doing yesterday, basically. I filmed the video and took a shot of my work. I'm still not that happy with it, but it was something that I'd spent more time than was... You know, normal people could bash through that and it would look amazing. But I had to spend a lot of time getting the configuration of the broccoli right.
So what meal did you actually have?
It was some kind of fish. Bassa?
Oh, basically, okay, yeah, I've had that one.
Right. Okay.
So you've listed me something that you don't think you are very good at. I've asked you for the top three things you are good at.
Oh, well, that's what I did. I was pleased with that. That's my only achievement this week. Yeah, I was pleased with that.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't that good. The breadcrumbs weren't... Some of them were darker than what I'd like.
and anything else, Peter? Fixing things?
I had a bit of small talk at...
No, you're not good.
At past 10.
You might be improved on that.
I had a bit of clubbing of the year on that,
but you're not good at that.
I've improved my small talk, Luke.
I did it at half past 10.
Half past 10 last night on someone else's property.
Poor start already. What are you doing there?
What am I doing there? That bloody car I'm importing, it's still waiting for the DVLA to give me some goddamn registration fucking plate. So I can't drive it on the road. But I came to some sort of arrangement with a man who is part of the Just Park universe, where you just park on someone's driveway.
I didn't know about that. That sounds interesting.
You know, like Just Park, where you park on people's driveways? So if you need a parking space in London, no one's got a parking space.
Right.
But you go on this website, Just Park, get involved. Let's sponsor the show. you can basically park on other people's driveways for money.
I thought you were parking on the driveway of your father-in-law's at the moment.
Moved it. It needs to be closer to me so I can keep an eye on it.
How far are they from you?
It's behind the big Waitrose. It's about five roads. It's like a 10-minute walk.
No, how far away is your father-in-law from you?
Oh, he's like 40 minutes away.
Oh, okay. But has he had enough as well, though? Is that part of it?
I wouldn't have put him through that. I mean, I was considering doing an oil change on his front. I can't be doing that. I'll get oil everywhere.
Yeah, I can believe
I'll get oil everywhere.
Does he get exasperated by you regularly, or?
The only time we've ever had cross words was when he made me take back that air fryer, to be honest. But he puts up with me.
Has he seen you dancing?
He's not seen my dancing. I imagine he's a better dancer than me. Always got music on in the house. I love older people who have music on in the house all the time. I think it's a lovely thing.
What kind of stuff?
your 50s stuff, I suppose. Your 60s stuff, I suppose. Yeah.
And yeah. Is a lot of people after the Thursday show, a lot of people asked me actually if Pete's dancing style has changed since those halcyon days of the 2000s at Oxygen Nightclub in Leicester. Have you developed your work much since then?
No, very, very much.
You can't still be doing the same. You're not doing the Michael Jackson dance now.
I don't do the Michael Jackson. Well, if you go to these indie clubs, that's all they've got playing. They've got all the old songs playing, really.
Speaking of that, you wouldn't partake in the dance floor at an event now, would you?
No, probably not. Nah, maybe. It depends.
Yeah. Speaking of that Alien Ant Farm thing we were talking about on Thursday, did you... Mm. You know, obviously, they did a cover of Smooth Criminal, as we mentioned. There's a video that we referenced. And I was reading that Michael Jackson obviously gave them sign-off to cover that song. But I think one of the things he said was back then when they still did music videos, he wanted sign-off on the video as well.
Okay.
And obviously, Alien Ant Farm wanted to kind of parody him a bit.
Mm.
And so they ended up... I don't know if you remember the video that well, but there's a bit where there's a kid doing an amazing Michael Jackson impression.
Yes,
but he's got a Michael Jackson mask on.
Mm.
Very much commensurate with the guy, the face that Michael Jackson ended up having rather than the classic face.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right,
So they did it anyway, and they sent the video off to Jackson's people, and apparently the message came back saying, look, you can have all of it, but you need to lose the mask. It's like offensive. Right. So everything else is fine. So redo it, but without the mask. And so they went back and they redid it. And the kid was just the kid without the mask.
Yeah, I remember I don't remember the mask thinking about
it. So, but they sent it off again. And apparently they got a message back from Jackson saying, actually, I quite like the mask. I think I prefer the mask. Which is kind of weird.
Okay. That is weird. I mean, I would say... I know you've got to please a man who has this final write-off on your song, but it just seems like... It seems kind of like time is money and all that. You can't just keep reshooting, especially because that's an ensemble bit. There's a boxing ring after it, recall. There's a front. It's in the front of a house. How can you keep reshooting that, for crying out loud?
I have no idea. No, maybe they just did that scene again. Just picked up.
Release
picked
the tapes. I love a bit of lost media.
We should release the tapes. And one thing else I wanted to bring up, Peter, just as a matter of due diligence in terms of a callback, is that people were very, very enamoured with your incredible job as impromptu Royal correspondent after the Kate Middleton saga.
Mm.
And then since we recorded that episode, there was a video released of the Duchess, as you kept calling her, and
Duchess.
Her husband, the future King of England, out for a walk. And so that was like, okay, that's everyone. Everyone's put that to bed or whatever. Then it turned out a load of people were credibly saying that it wasn't actually them.
Why?
I'm getting drawn into this now.
There are so many people in that scene at the garden centre, or whatever the fuck they were, with camera phones in their pockets. Why is it a long lens? Why have we got the TMZ watermark? Why have we got the Sun watermark all over it? It just seems insanity that they would have another go at this, if indeed the palace is up to nonsense.
Genuinely, Pete, it doesn't...
It's unhelpful.
It doesn't look like her.
It looks like her enough.
For what?
But it doesn't look like her enough.
It's either her or it isn't.
It's so silly. Why are they doing this? Why are they continuing to do this?
Are you saying that, like, it should be solved in 5 seconds if it was then, because people would have uploaded something to Twitter or Instagram or something, that would be that.
Yeah.
And that
hasn't happened. If she's well enough to walk around the garden centre, pick up a few gnomes or whatever, like, get her film herself on the thing. I'm fine. I'm just picking up some azaleas and a grow bag and some cement, and I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
What are you buying? Some kind of like...
I'm buying some fertiliser.
Some kind of
like
depressing grave.
I'm planning an atrocious attack.
Yeah.
maybe that's why she doesn't want to be... She's in the garden centre buying fertiliser.
I was saying...
And no one's going to ask Kate Middleton how much fertiliser she's bought. She might have gone... She might have, you know, gone to different garden centres to make it look less sus.
I can't ever bring myself to buy more than 3 bags of fertiliser because it's so dense and difficult to carry. Like, it's sold
why
in
have
such
you got any,
odd
you're
dimension.
On a list. If you're buying more than one bit of fertiliser, you're going on a list, mate.
I'm buying exactly the amount my wife tells me to buy, or I'm in trouble.
I'm not... I'm not making you another cup of tea, because I am generally you're on a no fly list. I can't fund your little plot with all of your bags of fertilizer in your house.
But sometimes
in South London, yeah. Local South London man.
But how does that actually, at the risk of opening up a can of worms here? Presumably the fertilizer.
Blowing up a can of worms.
How does buying fertilizer allow you to do something explosive? I don't understand the process.
Not a clue. Okay, right. But I imagine it probably had something to do with that little floppy disk you used to have on the Amiga called the Jolly Rogers Cookbook.
Oh yeah.
Where you could remember
that was a funny old thing, wasn't it? I didn't think it was called that. I thought it was called something else.
I think it was just like a collection of like naughty stuff, wasn't it? It was a collection of how to make bottle rockets, knives, you know, ninja stars.
I thought it was just called the Pirate's Cookbook.
I think it was the Jolly Rogers Cookbook, wasn't it?
Tell people exactly what it was so they know what you're talking about.
It was basically just a collection of sort of text files, documents that could tell you how to make rudimentary IEDs and stuff.
Oh, it's called the Anarchist Cookbook.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe I had... What was the Jolly Rogers? I think similar vibes, I think. Anarchist Cookbook, Jolly Rogers Cookbook, whatever.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, apparently... it included instructions on the manufacture of explosives, rudimentary telecommunications devices, and how to home manufacture illicit drugs, including LSD, right?
Cool.
It was written and published, self-published, by a guy in the 70s as a protest against the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War.
I see.
That's where
right,
it came
okay.
From.
So you wanted to overthrow, I see.
That's really interesting. Mm. But yeah, you ended up with it on the floppy disk for the Amiga.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I had no access to anything I could, because I mean it was very American focused, I think, wasn't it? It was like,
yeah,
it was all that.
But do you remember that rumor that went around school when we were kids that you could make cocaine out of banana skins?
Well, people used to smoke banana skins, didn't they? It was kind of like that was
the overriding memory
that
I have
that
of
was
people
a thing.
Or, I don't know if I directly witnessed it, or people telling me, was that like if you dried up banana skins, ground them down, and did something, you could make cocaine. Obviously,
right.
That's complete fucking bonkers. But
why would it be so expensive?
Exactly. But there was also a rumor that went around my school, and you might be familiar with this. That do you remember the non-alcoholic lager Caliber?
Yes, and it's Caliber. You would see Caliber. Could you not get Caliber in like America? America.
It was
like
advertised in this country
Caliber.
By the great Billy Connolly.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
Anyway, so what used to happen was people would, where I grew up, people would say, if we go into the off-license and buy Caliber, they can't stop us even though we're underage because it's got no alcohol in it.
Yeah, okay.
So that was the first port of call. So you'd do that. And then somewhere, someone said, all you need to do is crack open the can, fill it with
leave it out.
X amount of sugar... and it activates the alcohol and you can get really pissed.
Right.
Which, again, I don't think is true. But then what people were then doing was doing that and then obviously psychosomatically either thinking they're pissed or pretending to be pissed.
Off their head on sugar, I imagine.
Meanwhile, I was just getting the older kids to get the cider and drinking that.
Yeah, some Route 1 stuff from you, Lukey, there.
You can hear more about that after this break.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, that's what you used to do. How old were you when you first got drunk?
Probably about 14, probably, yeah. 14, 15.
And were you frightened?
What do you mean? Of what I'd become?
Getting found out and stuff.
No, I think back then, because stubby lagers were in vogue, weren't they? And like, you couldn't really get pissed on stubby lagers. You'd only have two or three and you feel a bit, ugh. This is what the dads and mums have been drinking. It's disgusting. Absolutely,
yeah.
Disgusted.
But you get stuck into a stubby. Now you love a fizzy lager. Now it's your MO, isn't it?
Like a fizzy lager, I do. Yeah,
Absolutely love it. But I remember once when I was a kid. Did you remember that stuff? 2020,
MD 2020. Yeah, Mad Dog.
Yeah,
Mad Dog.
What was it called? MD 2020.
Yeah, it had a dog on it, didn't it? Mad Dog.
Nah, did it?
I think Mad so. Dog. I think it started. Okay, I think it started Mad Dog, and then they changed it to MD 2020 because I think there was a big backlash against alcohol pops after Hooch.
Oh, massively, and. Remember we were talking on Thursday about how like people would smoke indoors and you could do all this stuff and like you're saying, people drinking Nuki Brown Ale and skateboarding in nightclubs. Like back when you look back on it, for a good period of time, there were alcohol companies actively marketing alcohol at kids.
Mm. Hard lemonade. I mean, like people
it's quite
talk about like
to think about.
People talk about like seltzer, hard seltzers and stuff nowadays. And being marketed to kids. But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, Hooch and stuff. It was a direct kind of like, come and have this. It tastes just like lemonade.
So you can still buy MD 2020 now. I was just going to say that one of the first times I got drunk was in a park with MD 2020. And I think it was some awful kind of kiwi flavour or something. But
I think I bought a bottle for Sarah's nephew when he was 18.
What?
What? What do you mean?
How old is he?
He was 18. He was 18. It was his 18th birthday. What are you buying it from then? Because it was his 18th birthday. And he can't, and he probably, because he's a healthy, muscle-bound, like working out guy. He's probably quite healthy. But I thought, no, you can't be. You have to have MD 2020.
So he didn't want it.
No, he tried it. And it was quite nice because it is nice. MD 2020 is nice, but it's not built for people who actually like alcohol. It's
when
people
did you do
who don't
this?
Like alcohol. 3 years ago.
I just think it's got a bit of pedo energy about it. You've already talked about the fact that he works out.
Yeah,
and he doesn't really like alcohol, so he's probably not comfortable around alcohol. But all of a sudden, is the pervy uncle? He used to be in a punk band. He's all right. There's never any problematic punk artist.
I think most of the punk artists that I used to listen to had problematic relationships with their fan base. I think most of the sort of around the turn of the millennium, awful.
Yeah, I would imagine that's definitely the case. Have you made a habit of buying alcoholic products for kind of young people or?
No, I don't tend to do that, but I thought
what
it was
about
just a funny
if you're
joke.
Walking if you're walking through a town and
some kids go,
yeah,
can you go in there and get me some alcohol?
And they are, say they're 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would give you an extra 20 quid to do it.
Mm.
Little taste. Donnie gets a taste. What are you doing? How are you dealing with that?
So, guys,
this is a good way of exercising your small talk skills.
Guys, I will happily buy you a big bottle of Lambrini or whatever the kids are drinking these days. But I want to go to the park with you because when I was
problems at
that age. At that age, never indulged. Never indulged in going to the Burn Valley and getting pissed on cider. Never did it, right?
Too scared.
So
what did you do instead then?
Played the Amiga. Played on my Amiga, all right? And I got a little bit. Oh, is Zula reason? Yes. Yes, it is.
Is
RoboCods? Is RoboCods?
James Pond 2, RoboCods.
Is that a
James
reason?
Pond Olympics. I used to play that quite a lot. Anyway,
yeah.
Do you know what I would do? I'd say, guys, keep your 20 quid and use it to buy the latest Robbie Williams CD. All the cool kids like him. He's doing some great stuff at the moment.
Some great stuff, yeah.
Mostly go and treat yourself to a copy on compact disc of Swing While You're Winning by Robbie Williams, featuring Jonathan Wilkes.
Guys, take that £20 note, book yourself a train, and get yourself to Glastonbury Festival.
Yeah.
£20.
You won't hear much about it. It's quite a new
quite
alternative
niche
festival.
Yeah.
Get yourself there. By the way, speaking of that, I was talking about Glastonbury. I was in the pub yesterday, in the usual spot. Few Moretti's, Peter.
Few Moretti's. Is that your lager
day.
Choice?
Would
you take the piss out of my
choice?
Lager drinking? But you're a lagerman yourself.
I am.
Because you're scared you'd taste something, lager boy.
Yeah, I'm afraid I might taste something. I do. My lager of choice would be Cold Harbour Lager by Brixton Brewery,
okay.
Which is a local brewery to the pub I go to, but they stopped serving it because it's too expensive, apparently.
Stop serving it to you.
Yeah, because I'm
too much trouble.
Too difficult to deal with. But you know what? He said, the landlord, who I kind of rather tragically know a little bit now.
Right.
I said to him, when's Cold Harbour Lager coming back? And he said, mate, it's never coming back. I'll tell you why. Because for us to sell it, and make the profit to cover the staffing and that kind of stuff, we'd have to sell it at £7.60 a pint and no one will buy it.
Even for London.
That's wild.
Now, would they not buy it? Because it's London.
I told him I would buy it.
I'd buy it. I only have one and then leave. So, yeah, got to make it a good one.
I haven't got any money, but I'll spend it all on beer. but anyway, so they're not selling it. So I actually have a Moretti. There's a Cruz Campo option, which I sometimes partake in, but generally it's Moretti. But anyway, we're in there. I was in there with my next-door neighbour yesterday. And
how are you getting away with this? If I said that, you'd be like,
what?
Going to the pub with your neighbour, even though I've done that repeatedly.
Because you'd have nothing to say.
I've got loads of things to say.
Like what?
My neighbour pretends he likes football and I pretend I like cars. And we get on swimmingly.
Well, my neighbour doesn't pretend he likes football, so it gives me a chance to not talk about football for like a couple of hours after my wife and my son have both gone to bed. I can't remember what I was originally going to say now, but anyway, when we were in there, it was just the two of us standing at the bar. It was a very quiet night, weekday night. And this girl came over and she was like, hi, guys. But this annoyed me a bit because it's my local pub,
right? Yeah,
and I'm in there once a week. Maybe not on the days that she's in there, but I'm in there, right?
Yeah.
So don't talk to me like I'm fresh off the boat. I've lived in that area for 10 years.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I remember this pub before it was a pub, thank you very much, when it was just a dilapidated, derelict bank. I remember those days. So don't come at me like I'm new. Anyway, that's to one side. So I don't know if you guys know, but we do a pub quiz here on a Tuesday night, because it was Tuesday. On a Tuesday night. I was like, all right. I did know that because I come here all the time. But I said, oh, no, we don't want it. We're just having a beer, thanks. And she was like, are you sure? And she said to my friend Tom, do you want to do the quiz? And he was like, well, no. I was going to do the quiz.
He doesn't want to do the quiz.
No. So we're just having a beer. Fine. She moved on to the next person. Did her thing. Was trying to camp. You know what happens? People go around with a pint glass, put a fiver in, you can do the pub quiz. No one wanted to do it. Right?
So no one wants to do the pub quiz, so therefore the pub quiz can't happen, no?
Exactly.
Right.
But she's planned a pub quiz.
She's planned a pub quiz.
So she pitches up at the end of the bar with her boyfriend, sat on a stool.
And just does a pub quiz to nobody?
No. Just started crying.
No, she didn't.
I promise you,
right.
She sat there being comforted by her boyfriend with a drink, cried for a bit, and then just left?
That might be up there with the most depressing story you've ever told.
It bummed me out, man. It was like, if I had known
that was going to be the result, you would have put in.
I would have done the quiz, but I'd have moved around the corner, so I didn't have to. No. maybe if we had known how much prep she'd done and how much it meant to her, theme dependent, I might have done the quiz.
Right, you would have done the music round.
Maybe I would have stretched the music round.
Music and history.
But I also found out that she also does a glam night there on a different night of the week called Rebel Rebel. And I'm thinking, how many social activities do you want to embark upon in our local pub?
Yeah,
just have a beer. Just have a beer in there.
What is she? What is glam night? She just plays a bit of T-Rex.
Yeah, it's like T-Rex and Bowie. There's a room upstairs, so they kind of do all that stuff up there. And I think you have to buy a ticket, and then she DJs and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I understand that, like, it's good for the local community and some people like it. And I'm not denigrating it per se.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a bit full on. Like, just, why can't you just enjoy a pint?
Well, because she's, I guess pub quizzes are basically designed for pubs that are not failing, but, like, you know, quiet nights. It just gets people in, doesn't it? It gets people drinking.
But no one wants to do it.
But nobody wants to do it. It makes people
not
cry.
It's not as bad as the, I won't say well-known, but certainly known-ish comedian on my street who always trying to sell tickets to his...
There's comedy night, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sort of thing is the sort of trick that you can only really pull once before
Yeah, because they make it clear what's happening. It's every month, it's on this date, and this is where it is.
Yeah.
If you want to come, you'll come, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're not selling me in like you're some kind of Jordan Belfort character, selling me some kind of product. I know when it is. I don't want to go. No offence. I wish you all the very best. I want you to do well, but it won't be with my patronage. Thank you very much. Although, on that, by the way, just quickly, I was asked by my other neighbour to volunteer at the local community theatre to do a bar shift once a month, and I think I might do it.
Oh, nice. Okay. Have you done much bar street?
Oh, I travel, boy.
You could probably. Yeah, but have you kept up with the? It's like surgery. You've got to keep up with the modern techniques. Really, you can't
have
just
I
be
been
wrestling.
Sacked from the student union bar as a barman for giving too many free beers away to my friends? Yes, I fucking have.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Did I follow up by getting a job in the Forte Post House, where I wasn't able to close the bar until the last person staying there went to bed? Yes, I did.
Right.
You should have got
someone to do the pub quiz. They would have left.
Sometimes you'd be there at the Forte Post House at 4 a.m. Some businessman who hates his family is sitting there nursing like a scotch and doesn't want to go to bed, and you have to stay there.
What are the techniques on how to make the situation so uncomfortable that they would just leave and go to bed?
The good news is you get £2.47 an hour. So, I knew of no such technique at that tender age.
Turn up the heat, rotten fish,
farting. Should have done all those things.
Yeah.
What we used to do as well, just so you know, and I don't think Forte Post, it's not still there anymore. I don't even know if it's still a company. Doesn't matter. I don't care. What I used to do is run meals through the till that didn't exist. And then when they turned up, go, oh yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. And just eat them.
Oh, so you weren't stealing the money, you were eating the food.
So you'd be like, oh, gammon egg and chips times two for me and the old other guy I work with there.
Got it.
Table over there, yeah, but run it through. Oh, like, I think they've gone.
I think they've dined and dashed. Oh, they didn't even dine, they just dashed.
Nah, they didn't exist. Couldn't do either of those things.
What a shame.
I know, there you go, Peter. Listen, unless you've got anything else to add to this thrilling conversation based around pub etiquette, We should go. I would be interested in hearing from our listeners about their pub etiquette, about do's and don'ts, about stories they've heard in the local pub. It's a rich seam to mine, in my opinion, Peter. So let's get a bit of that from them. But that's hello@lukeandpeacher.com or all the usual social media platforms. You'll find us, generally speaking, at Luke and Pete Show or at The Luke and Pete Show. Give it a go over there and let us know what you think. And we shall speak with you soon.
I'd like to know if anyone's ever bought something in a pub that wasn't meat, fish, DVDs, or what else would you sell in a pub that people would sort of pop in? People buy and sell stuff in pubs all the time. But
Back in the day, they definitely used to. I remember in the Elephant and Castle once, almost someone tried to sell me a car battery in one pocket and a deli block of cheese from the other pocket.
I could do with both of those things.
I bought neither. I don't want to buy a car battery from a guy who also sells cheese, and vice versa.
No, good point.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave you with that.
Ta-ta.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.